It's almost 8 minutes to eight. Time for the business news from Brian Finn.
Rachel, thank you. Film and TV streaming service Netflix reported first quarter results that beat Wall Street expectations, sending its share price up 24% in after-hours trading to over $216. The service added 2 million new subscribers in the US alone in the first 3 months, bringing its customer base there to near 30 million viewers. $19 million in net income was recorded for the quarter. Now, it's been described as speed dating for the tourism industry. Today, over 400 Irish tourism providers will get the opportunity to meet and perhaps form business links with hundreds of overseas industry operators at the RDS. It's called MEHL, and the CEO of Fáilte Ireland, Sean Quinn, joins us now from the RDS. Sean, this event has been going on for some years now. How does it work, and what should participants hope to achieve from it?
Well, good morning, Brian. Yes, it's a very busy day here in the RDS. Well, we're hoping to tie down business for 2014. It's as simple as that. We have about 300 of the top travel and tourism buyers from across the world, 18 countries, and they're going to meet with about 600 Irish trade operators in a series of 10-minute meetings throughout the day, each supplier getting about 65 meetings, so 16,000 in total. So it's really important for the tourism calendar. As you said, it's been on a long time, probably about 30, 35 years now, but really, really important. And I think the mood is pretty upbeat this year.
So you're looking at 2014 already. So this is the year of the gathering. And we hemorrhaged a lot of visitors here in the latter part of the last decade, mostly down to the fact that we became uncompetitive as a tourist destination. How are the numbers looking now, and how have we turned it around?
Yeah, well, it would appear that we've turned the corner, certainly, in most of our main markets. Competitiveness has been an issue, value for money in particular. Lost the run of ourselves, I suppose, during the boom times. But that's been turned around the last 3 years, I suppose, helped in the main by the reduction in the VAT with the help of the minister and the government. That's turned it around in terms of people rating us poor value for money has halved, down to something like 15-16% in the last 3 years alone. And that's really been a tremendous driver in encouraging more people to come here, particularly from North America and continental Europe.
Are we getting any kind of bounce from the gathering? I know last year we came back to pre-doom time levels. Are we getting any bounce at all from the gathering?
Yeah, we are. You know, so far so good. It's really early days yet in the year. 600 gatherings have taken place so far. We've had two flagship events, New Year's Eve and St. Pat's, which just the two alone would probably account for 10% of the target. But the feedback from on the ground around the country is that it is working and it is bringing visitors in.
Now, you mentioned competitiveness, and we're widely believed to have restored it somewhat. How do we ensure that we maintain that and we don't get carried away again and ratchet up prices like we did in the last, say, 5-6 years ago?
Well, there's tremendous competition within the industry at the present time, and that's set to continue. We tell the trade all the time to be vigilant, to offer best value for money they can, and excellent customer service. I think there's been a sea change within the trade. There's no two ways about that. Our pricing, you know, our accommodation is probably the best value in Europe at the present time. Even eating out has improved, particularly in the key urban areas. So the key metrics for us have certainly improved, and I think it augurs well for the future.
Now, looking across the markets, the US is typically good, but the UK probably our strongest market, but it's fallen off a little bit in recent years. What's that down to?
Yes, certainly fallen quite a bit. We've probably lost by 25% in the last 3 or 4 years. The other market's really racing ahead. We expect the best every year this year from the US. In Britain, a number of factors, austerity at home, the economy not doing well, and the British people not really taking leisure trips domestically or overseas. And because it's so important to us, we know we're half our business for many, many years. We have suffered, and within Ireland, it's principally a city break market. So Dublin in particular has felt that pinch. No, I think we've done a good bit of work in the market last year, took a re-look at how to tackle it. There's one or two key segments to go after, and I think that's what we're doing at the moment, and we hope to see some lift before the end of the year. But overall, you know, a fair wind, we probably will recover some of the ground we've lost, but I think longer term, you know, we're probably going to be looking to continental Europe and North America as being more important.
Okay, Sean Quinn, CEO of Fáilte Ireland, thank you for talking to us this morning. Enough time now to look at the currencies. The euro this morning at just below $1.30 and a half, and at around 85.5 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you.